Over in downtown Oakland, people come together for a different kind of art. At the Malanga Cascalard Art Center, instructor Naomi Juf, also known as Mama Juf, keeps her dancers on beat. They're part of the Giomano Cura West African Dance Company, and this year they're celebrating their 40th anniversary. KALW's Jen Chien sat down with Juf, the company's artistic director, to talk about how they became one of the biggest West African dance companies in the country.
Tell me more about the origins of Giomano Cura.
Giomano Cura actually started by students. The inquisitive nature, the excitement, you know, that the dance and music brought to them. And, you know, they wanted for the Bay Area to see, because at that time, African dance and music was just, you know, it was in its infancy stage, you know.
Now that
and
scene is really
yes,
vibrant.
Yes, now the scene, oh my goodness, it is so wide. It is all over when you travel over the country. It is such a big scene. So it was the student who really wanted to do more with this. Giomano Cura means those who bring the message. So from the very beginning, it became a commitment that the company role in the larger scheme was not, it's performing, but it's more educational. So within our performances, we built a lot of educational, you know, mechanism, you know, where we do not just move, we are telling stories. One of the first things that people hear, there will be a narration, so that it's a first an introduction, what the audience is going to see, you know, and why we want to do this piece. And from there, we take the audience into a drum call, and we call it an explosion of the sounds of Africa. And so they hear this drum call by these powerful drummers, so it becomes this powerful sound that puts them into the mood. And right now, because we understand most people have not traveled to Africa, we have introduced visuals into our production. So we go and we project a village. If we're talking about a forest, we go in a projector, you know, what a forest in Africa looks like.
Actual photos,
right. And what it will look like. And then we bring out this theater piece. The actors come out and they're actually saying the pieces, you know,
so they're telling the story.
Mm-hmm. You know, so they become a part of the story, because that's what we want them to do. Even though they're in the audience, we want them to feel that they are in this African village. It is so crucial to us that the audience become a part of our production.
And that is a cultural difference in terms of the Western tradition of dance being on a stage separate from the audience, whereas in African cultures, the
there is no audience, there is no, you know, production. Everyone is part of the production. And this is the tradition we carry on.
I'm speaking with Naomi Juf, Artistic Director of Giomano Cura West African Dance Company. And when did you start dancing? What's your story with that?
Well, I started dancing from the age of 6, back in Monrovia, Liberia. I've always had a passion for movement, and, you know, I was always surrounded by it. Dance and drum is part of the culture and tradition. It is, I tell people first, they want to say, oh, just do dance. I say, well, dance and drum are inseparable, because it is a direct communication between the dancer and the drummer that happens. Within the culture, one of the first things that most people, children learn, is actually through the rhythm. Mm-hmm. You know, you find, you know, young babies, you know, newborn, when there's music playing, the mothers usually tie them on their backs. And not only mothers, sometimes their young sibling, you know, tie them on the back, they dance with them. So they are getting indoctrinated into that culture, you know, into hearing the sound, into feeling the vibration introduction of the music into learning the dance. So as early as infancy, really you learn, you know, the importance of music and dance.
You said that Jimonokura means bringing the message.
Right.
What is that message?
It's multiple messages because it depends on the current environment.
Uh-huh.
Because when the Liberian Civil War was going on, we introduced what we call the Liberian Child Soldier. Which it, what at the I mean it's still relevant today, mm-hmm. but it was to let people know, you know, the effects that war have on our children, and also that it's everywhere, because we were able to not only connect it to Liberia, but also in Europe where you have issues going on, wars, and to bring it closer to home in the Bay Area where you have urban, you know, street soldiers, the kids who are being given guns and whatnot, those are also urban child soldiers, you know.
We just don't necessarily talk about them.
Exactly.
Like that.
We don't understand the relation. And so Jamilakura's role is to make the connection all the way around, that it is the same from country to country, from continent to continent.
And when people talk to you about what being a member of the company has done for them, what kinds of things do they say?
Well, one of the things, you know, they have said is that they're able to go anywhere and know who they are. Because, I mean, sometimes the environment can be challenging for us, you know. So the dance and the music helps with that survival, you know.
Gives
so
a kind of inner strength.
Inner strength, right. Because you can stress, you know, you can stress in your job outside. You come to rehearsal, you hear the drums, you begin to move, you know, and something just comes there, it melts away.
What do you hope for the next 40 years for the company?
Our theme for this year is longevity. And, you know, we want to, you know, like you said, next 40 years, that will actually be that longevity we're talking about, because you have these new group of leaders that's going to take over the company.
The next generation.
And run with it, yes. And come up with something new, fabulous, more, because that's the idea. With each generation, you want it to be more and more fabulous.